Hi everyone, Fionnuala J here. Just dropping by with a sneak peek at some exclusive content over on the Flop Culture Patreon. That's patreon.com/flopculture, where you will get an extra at least 2 bonus episodes a month on all things flops, sometimes bops, and everything in between. Hope you enjoy this little preview. You're very welcome back to the Flop Culture Patreon. Hope you're well. Love Island All Stars wrapped very recently. I watched some of it. It was a very interesting experiment in reality TV, TV in general, in the franchise in general. But was it a bop or was it a flop? There was only one person I could bring in to answer that question. And that is, of course, journalist, broadcaster, host of My Pal and Paper. It's Orla Condon. How are you?
Hi. That felt like a very generous introduction.
Absolutely.
Broadcaster.
Not. Yeah. Journalist. We're giving you broadcaster.
Not for
giving
years,
you that.
Girly.
Yeah.
I'm earning those corpses now. I'm like, what?
How are you? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's so good to talk to you. How fun.
Okay. Love Island All Stars. Talk to me about it. What was your perception of the show? I mean, before it was officially announced, like, had you considered it? And then what was your reaction when it was announced and you knew it was going to air? Like, what were your feelings as a hardcore Love Island fan?
I mean, I feel like the news of it being kind of semi-confirmed was during the last summer series. So when we were recording My Pot and Paper. So I was kind of talking to you about it and kind of the regular guests who like are all just living in that space when the season is on about like, well, how'd you feel? Like, what are you thinking? And all the reports at the time were kind of centered around essentially Maura Higgins. Like essentially that was what the news was like, will she do it or will she not? Because like, fundamentally, if you're asking a fan, all-star cast, who are you naming? Like, Maura is definitely one of the first three names that you put out there for sure. Now, immediately, like, the rational brain is like, okay, firstly, they're not going to be able to afford her. Like, they're just not. Like, she's just moved out of that ecosphere for them to be able to get her. She's also in a relationship now, all that kind of stuff. And then once you started actually thinking that way, it was like, well, actually, they're not going to be able to get any of the genuine all-stars. Like if we're really labeling these people as all-stars, like they're not going to be able to get those people unless they're willing to like spare some massive chunks of change, which we knew they wouldn't. So I was very apprehensive. It was also really muddy with the Love Island games or the challenge or whatever that one was called, like the Peacock kind of international. That was really muddying the waters of the conversation. Like you heard people were signing up and then it was like, is it All Stars? Is it the other one? Like, which one do I invest in? Like, I don't know the American stars. Like, do I bother? So it just felt really unclear to me. So I was kind of like biding my time. I like didn't really know kind of what to make of it. Me personally, and I like we've spoken about this for what feels like years. Me personally, I had grown kind of, I feel like I had kind of grown out of, and that's not to kind of shame anyone who still really enjoys the show, but I just felt like there were so many other reality series that I was watching that I felt that level of like grip from, that I was kind of, that was slipping away from me with Love Island. And then I was like, oh, a new format could either really reignite something and like show us something that they probably couldn't do in the main series, or it's just going to be another kind of misstep from them. And then it kind of, as we got more and more news, it was kind of only like the week before. And when that cast announcement came out, like I remember putting on my Instagram stories being like, what the fuck? And you messaged me being like, this is such a disappointment. But still, I was just curious to see like, A, what would it be like to see people that we know in the past mixed with people outside of their seasons, knowing that they've all kind of socialized together and worked PR kind of events together. But also, what would the show look like when these are now paid castmates of a show and not members of the public who are receiving, they were getting paid regular series, but like you're talking, what was it, a couple of £100 a month or a week or something? Yeah. Like it was nothing. So you couldn't really call them paid stars. So that kind of changes the rules with which ITV were allowed to play with. That made me excited and that made me dip the toe in. I did not expect to watch literally every episode for the 5 weeks. When I heard it was 5 weeks, that was a relief, but I didn't expect to be. Now, some days I caught up the next day, which is very unlike me, obviously, with the podcast, but I didn't want to miss it. And for me, it was, there was a lot of hits. There was definitely some misses, but there was some real wins from it.
Did you like what you hear? I hope you did. If you did, you can listen to the episode in full at patreon.com/flapculture. Other benefits to becoming a patron include getting the main episodes ad-free. We love that, girls. And you get them a little bit earlier than normal listeners too. So that's nice, isn't it? Why don't you join today? patreon.com/flapculture. I'll see you there.